This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
He's pushed for net neutrality. He has pushed for consumer ability to unlock smartphones from carriers. Now, Federal Communications Commission Chairman Tom Wheeler is pushing for something kind of unusual sounding, more competition in the set-top box industry, as in the line item in your cable bill that corresponds to a box that sits near your television and makes sure you have 14 different remotes that you'll never find. Cable companies are not happy about this proposal. They say there isn't a need and that Wheeler's helping newer companies, think Alphabet and TiVo, profit off of technology and infrastructure the legacy companies built. The proposal is up for a vote in 10 days. FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler, thanks for talking with us.
Ben, great to be with you.
So the idea that people should have more choice in buying their own set-top boxes for distributing cable was mandated, a couple decades ago? Why haven't we seen people making those choices more?
Well, the difficulty was, I think, twofold. One was that it was the cable industry that controlled the standard, and they came up with a closed standard rather than the kind of open standard that you have for Wi-Fi and things like this. And secondly, technology has changed in the last 20 years, and we've moved to an environment that makes it more possible to do it now.
This is about cost as well?
The cost impact is going to be on consumers, where consumers are now paying about $230 or so on average to rent a box from their cable company. And, you know, this is like AT&T used to make us do back in the old days, where you had to rent a telephone from them, and the FCC opened that up. And now the question is, why don't we unlock the cable box and have the same kind of benefits of lower costs and increased innovation?
Cable companies say they've built the infrastructure and technology that most consumers use, and that they deserve the data that they have built, the way for us to get a lot of this content, and that new companies didn't have to build it. What would you say to that?
Well, the cable operators are paid for the product that they deliver on a monthly basis for consumers. And the question is, should the consumer also have to pay for a box that qualifies them to pay for the content? Or should they have a choice in that? And the reality is that issue has been resolved by law. Because in 1996, Congress said the FCC shall, not may, not think, should think about, but the FCC shall have a situation where consumers have choices as to what kind of navigation devices they want to use on their cable system.
After you get this done, assuming you do, what's next on your list?
That's the right question to ask, but probably the wrong place to answer it. I will tell you that, you know, I'm going to be here through the end of President Obama's term, and we intend to run through the tape.
Okay. Tom Wheeler, he's the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission. Tom, thank you very much.
Ben, thanks a lot. Enjoyed it.